I'm very happy now to welcome Christina Selby. She's co-founder and executive director of EarthCare. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary.
So you have recently received a grant from the AmeriCorps program. What's that all about, and what are you doing here in Santa Fe?
Well, the AmeriCorps program, it's a national program. A lot of people relate it to a domestic Peace Corps. And so it engages young people 18 to 25 in jobs, and they get an educational stipend at the end of that program. And their focus is really to do direct service in the community to meet critical community needs, you know, in education, in the environment, in social services. And so EarthCare, about in December, applied for an AmeriCorps grant with a number of partners. And the focus of the work that we'll be doing in Santa Fe is around food security. So it's called the Youth Food Corps Program. And we just were awarded the grant, and we'll have 11 positions for young people. And we're collaborating with the Santa Fe Alliance, Cooking with Kids, Santa Fe Farmers Market, the public schools, the city and the county, and a number of other folks who will receive placements to work on different projects focusing on building a local secure food system for Santa Fe.
What does food security mean? What's a secure food system look like?
Well, food insecurity may be a little more easy to describe. It's when folks don't know where their next meal is coming from. You know, I think New Mexico is 45th in the country in terms of hunger and food insecurity. And in Santa Fe, there's this disparity in wealth, and so there are large pockets of the population that do experience food insecurity, and especially children. There's a 21% I think of children in Santa Fe live in poverty, and so food security often comes along with that.
So that's food insecurity. You know, there's two different things that it means when you say you don't know where your next meal is coming from. One is you can't afford food. The other is, if I really think about it, I don't know where, like California or Iowa or Texas, my next meal is coming from.
Exactly. And a lot of times people talk about food security and that they meet the needs of the hungry by bringing in food from other places. And so this program is really to address both the hunger need, but also looking at how we can develop our food system to meet that need locally and really, offer local farmers and growers and food entrepreneurs an opportunity in that area to grow the local food system. And so New Mexico and the Santa Fe urban sort of consumer food shed can be more secure. And we're also looking at the growing threat of climate change and what's that going to do to our food system, so how we can sort of be proactive and really look at what the capacity is to grow food in this area.
So eating locally has become popularized partly through the work of people who are who talk about how important it is to eat food from your area. Is it possible to feed more than a small number of New Mexicans with locally grown food? Have you done the math on that?
Well, I haven't done the math, but I've been doing my own personal experiment for about the last 6 months to try to eat locally, and it is very difficult, especially because I started in February and there wasn't a lot growing in the area. So, cheeses and meats are pretty accessible, but they're more expensive. So this program is designed, in a sense, that's a big challenge that we have to look at and we have to face. And the Food Policy Council is working with us to do a community food assessment and look at where the food can come from. And I've talked with the schools and the food farm to school director there. And a lot of the issues in terms of getting local healthy food into the schools is not about, some of it it's about availability and some of it's about other obstacles, policy, food safety rules, things like that, that can be transformed to get more food available from the local growers.
How are local farmers doing?
How are local farmers doing?
Yeah. Farmers markets are very popular now. There's a great movement and there's a great growth in farmers markets, but there's also, it's also difficult for farmers to retain their land and not sell it and make enough money to keep going.
That's definitely a challenge. And the other thing that we're looking at is the age of the farming population. I think the average age of the farmers at the farmers market is 57 years old.
Is that right?
And there's fewer and fewer young people because there's less farming families in the United States in general. But there's fewer young people coming up to be farmers. And so we're also looking at this as an opportunity to gauge young people from the age of 5 through school gardens all the way up to 25 in learning about food systems and learning about the importance of farming and in developing some skills through being involved in community gardens and school gardens, which are growing in popularity. So they have that thinking that it's a it could be a viable option.
And they have the affection and familiarity with it.
Right, with working with the land. You know, there's a lot of young people who don't want to get their shoes dirty working in the garden, so working through all of those issues. And there's a growing interest in urban young people in farming, maybe because they are so disconnected. You know, it looks like a fun, interesting thing to do. But I think with the growing locavore market, there's a lot of opportunity for farmers to do more and to grow more. But it's not an easy field to be in.
So you have this opportunity from AmeriCorps, and you're looking for young people. What are they going to be doing?
So they'll be placed at these different organizations that I mentioned before, and they'll be working on their food projects. And they'll also be placed in the schools to help grow school gardens, change the school lunch program so they have healthier food. They'll also be working to develop urban agriculture sites, either large demonstration sites. They probably be working with the Santa Fe Community Farm to help them expand their program. Also providing support and resources to community gardeners, home gardeners. They'll be developing a community kitchen in La Cienega through the Santa Fe Alliance, doing food and nutrition education in the schools through Cooking with Kids, and then also peer-to-peer education through an Earth Care program.
We had Cooking with Kids on not too long ago, and one of the things that we learned is that even when you offer kids healthy, nutritious, delicious food, if they're not used to it, sometimes they won't eat it. That's a whole education in itself.
Exactly, yeah. So they do a lot of tasting of food, and so this program will help to expand that program, as well as talk to them about what causes childhood obesity and diabetes and how they can be addressing that themselves as young people.
So are you inviting people to apply for the program?
Yeah, so we will have 11 positions open for 18 to 24-year-olds. We'll be posting those jobs in the next couple weeks here. And they are year-long positions. They're a really great opportunity for people to get into nonprofit work, to understand food systems, to get engaged with growing food and food entrepreneurship. And they do get a living wage and a stipend that supports them through that process. And they'll be involved, all of them will be involved with younger kids as well. So we're really looking at a spectrum of 5 to 25 this program will serve.
And a wonderful opportunity for a recent high school graduate or somebody looking to take a year off from college.
Exactly, or a recent college graduate.
Right.
You know, all of those age groups we'll be looking for.
And are you looking for specifically people who are New Mexico residents?
We would love to hire and recruit locally. You know, there's this phenomenon of brain drain. People or young people leaving Santa Fe and Los Alamos and Taos because they can't find work and afford the living expenses in those communities. So we're really looking at bringing back young people who have gone away to college and maybe are finishing and want to come back to Santa Fe, or recruiting from young people who are still here and are looking for jobs. So that's our goal.
And so this is all Earth Care, which is a nonprofit organization based in Santa Fe. How long have you been around?
We've been around in Santa Fe for 8 years. We've been doing programming and have supported youth-led projects that have focused on food throughout that time.
Well, Christina Selby, Executive Director and Founder of Earth Care, thank you for being with us. If people want to find out more, can you give us the telephone and website?
Yeah, our website is www.earthcare.org, and you can call us at 983-6896.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, Good Morning Jazz presents some artists who will be coming to Santa Fe very soon. Broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, we'll see you tomorrow. Robert Knott will be here, and we will be speaking about toxic talk, right-wing radio. That's all on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Ciao.